Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Moses is 120, a super centenarian. 40 years he spent being exalted in the palace in Egypt. 40 years he spent being humbled, sheep herding in the desert. And 40 years he spent exalting the Lord in the eyes not only of Israel, but of all who read his writings in God's word. Only one time he didn't do that, and it was very costly. Let's set the stage for this birthday song. If Moses is going to be kept from his life's dream, crossing into Canaan with God's people, he will still go out singing God's praises and blessing God's people. What a way to go. May every senior saint follow that example. Why was Moses not allowed to enter? Two reasons are mentioned. Quote, "Because you trespassed against me at the waters of Meribah, because you did not hallow me in the midst of the children of Israel." Deuteronomy 32:51. God commanded him to speak to the rock, Numbers 20, verse 8, not as before when it was struck with his rod. But Moses, quote, "spoke rashly with his lips," Psalm 106:33. "Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Numbers 20, verse 10. "We, Moses?" Thus he didn't honor the Lord before the people. And more, he spoiled a picture of Christ, the rock who only had to be smitten once. Now we just speak to him to receive blessing. But here's the amazing thing. What is Moses' theme? The rock. Quote, "Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect." Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 and 4. Quote, "But Jeshurun," that's Israel, "forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation." Verse 15 and verse 18. Quote, "How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them? For their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges." Verses 30 and 31. There's rock-solid faith for you.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.